When is the last time you encountered the homeless? Was it today when you drove around town or walked around town? Or was it yesterday? Or perhaps this week? Chances are it was a recent encounter with somebody with a sign that said, "Please give me money. I'm homeless." What was your response? Did you deflect that request with a shield? Did you allow the energy of that plea to enter into the nest of your soul and your heart? Did you feel yourself bleed just a little bit? The tears of sorrow, as you took on the pain of this person who is homeless? When we take on the pain and the suffering of others, we lose a sense of who we are. Go back to that place where you last encountered one who is homeless and simply connect with them now with your imagination energetically. I invite you to say the following to this person who I am sure more than likely is a stranger to you. Dear one, I honor your fate to be here where you are now. I honor the choices that you have made for yourself, regardless the consequences. I choose a different path for myself. The path that I choose is a path of power, a path of coming in to the reality of who I am as a human and as a spiritual being, a path of connecting to myself and to others like you without taking on your pain and your suffering. For you see, dear one, I have enough suffering and pain of my own to honor and to acknowledge. I hold my head high with dignity and pride that I am coming into my own power to be who I am in this world of ours. We are connected, you and I, homeless one. But I am also very different from you. I choose life. I choose to be connected to myself. I choose to be connected to my family. I choose to be connected to my world without taking on its suffering into the seat of my soul. Good day, dear one, and may your week be blessed with all that you would like to happen for yourself. I, for one, have set my intention to manifest health and wellness so I can be of service to myself and to others. Many blessings. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery.